And it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings in Nashville 2015. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth, and this time my guest, the one and only Doug Koenig. Doug, welcome.
Well, thank you, John.
We just spent some time together in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Yep.
We were shooting the U.S. Steel National, which is one that you do all the time, and folks will see you on Shooting USA doing it. This one was special, though.
It was. You know, I always love to shoot that match. It's great to get to Florida early in the year. But this year, you know, we've all seen Trevor kind of grow from a little guy to a big guy.
Yes.
And he's come along. And my youngest boy, Bradley, decided this year, hey, Dad, I'd like to try it. So we got him started with a 22. And we got a few practice sessions in before we left. And I just made, you know, my whole focus for him was be safe and have fun.
Yeah.
That was the whole goal. You know, it was no pressure on him on you know, his performance and things like that. And I know a lot of people were, hey, you know, how's he doing? And he's got the best teacher. And I said, well, that's at this age, I just want to keep his interest level and have fun.
Well, that's awesome. And as you know, you and I were talking about this the other day. I was there when Trevor was 10 and decided he was going to shoot the U.S. Steel Nationals.
That's right.
And I've been dipping into video to find video of Trevor. And for those of y'all who don't know, that's Doug's middle son, who's now 16,
yep,
and taller than both of us.
Yeah, by a lot.
But when he first came out, he was that typical 10-year-old kid, kind of, you know, okay, we're doing it. Well, and that's who Bradley is now. Bradley,
exactly.
You know, 10 years old, ready to shoot. So yeah. It was fun for me to have been there when Trevor came out at 10, and now to see Bradley.
Yeah.
And then I also remarked to you that I remember when Bradley was an infant that year Columbia.
That's
and
right.
He was there on the range and was like, man, the family just keeps growing, and now he's 10. That's 10 years ago. It's amazing.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
But I don't want to give away too much about what's going to be in the show, because we had cameras, and we're filming all of this and making it happen, and we're going to make a nice story out of it. But let's just say that the accuracy gene runs in the Koenig bloodline.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. And really, I didn't do a whole lot of work. I think just talking to him about it, and just like I said, just him being safe was the most important thing. Understanding what he was doing. I think that for me, the cutest thing was we got in a day early and we did some practice, and Trevor and I, and I got Bradley out on the range, you know, so it wasn't real cold. And he shot a couple stages. I said, he goes, well, how much longer are we going to be here, Dad? And I said, well, we're going to try to shoot through the rest of them. He goes, well, I think I'm good right now. I think I'm ready for tomorrow. And he just wanted to go back to the pool. Typical 10-year-old,
yeah.
You know, he'd shot his stages and was ready to go chill out.
Well, and that's part of it, is keeping him focused. And speaking of focused, that's my segue into your preparations right now for the upcoming Bianchi Cup, the World Championship of NRA Action
Yep.
Pistol Competition. And I know I don't need to say this to the audience that's here, but Doug is the winningest shooter in Bianchi Cup's history. And I would be embarrassed if I were to try to say 14, but is it 15?
It's 15.
15.
Yeah.
15 Bianchi Cup titles. Unprecedented. Next closest guy is 8?
4.
Golly, that's embarrassing. But, and I, you know, this is a fact. If you watched Shooting USA last year, you know the fact that Doug handed the title off.
I did.
And will be maybe with a little added fire this year coming back.
Absolutely. You know, it's... You know, it's. I always prepare the same way every year. You know, I prepare to do the best I can. I'm fortunate to have the best equipment I get to start out with, the best sponsors, great ammo, great guns, optics, everything. So it's my job to make sure I'm prepared, you know, with everything tuned in. And, you know, this year's, you know, no different than last. Last year I had a little hiccup, you know.
Yep.
Kevin shot a great match.
He did.
You know, I was proud of him. You know, what's interesting about that is, I think it was probably about 12 years ago, Kevin was a student of mine, came and then took a couple-day class on action pistol shooting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you know, obviously I was disappointed that I didn't shoot, you know, my game.
Right.
But I was very happy for him. He puts a lot of hard work in. And to see, you know, a student of mine, you know, win the championship, it was a good feeling.
This is an excellent mindset going into it, you know, knowing that you can say, all right, nobody – I didn't – nobody beat me. I didn't win.
Right.
And
right.
all you know you need to do is what you can control, and those are the shots that you fire.
That's it. You know, I think that's the biggest thing or the biggest advice I can give to anybody, you know, when they're competing is, you know, I can't affect what you do or anybody else. I can only affect my preparation and what I do in the match.
Right.
And that's it. And if I shoot my best and it's good enough, that's great. If I shoot my best and it's not, that's also great. It is what it is. It's, to me, the competition is the test.
Yes.
It's the final exam from your preparation
yes.
leading up to it. So if I don't shoot at my level, then I got to go back to the drawing board, see what I did wrong, what mistakes I made, and try to correct them for the next year or the next match coming up. And it's all learning. You know, I've been very fortunate, had a great run there, won a lot of championships. I still make mistakes. I'm human.
Right.
This is crazy it might sound to some people. But, you know, I got started this week before I came here. I just was in Argentina last week hunting red stag, got home for a few days, got the cup guns out, and as I say, it begins. You know, the preparation has started.
Yeah, well, this red stag hunt is something also that I wanted to talk about because that is, and that has occurred in between you and I seeing each other and shooting at U.S. Steel Nationals.
That's right.
Tell us about that hunt because if I'm not mistaken, you were talking handgun.
Yeah, well, actually, my oldest son, Zach, went with me, so we got an afternoon where we hunted some doves, and that was a total blast. If you've never had a chance to do it or see it, it's just, it's crazy. It's like the shotgun events at the Sportsman's Team Challenge.
The
flurry.
Where
you have a flush and the flurry nonstop. That's exactly what it is. But on top of that, to have my oldest son with me and to hunt red stag, it was just awesome. It was a great place, free range. He was hunting with a Thompson Center Venture rifle, but I took the Pro Hunter
yes.
handgun in
yes.
308.
Yes.
So you guys will have to stay tuned to my show that'll air later on this year
mm-hmm.
and to see the outcome. But we had a great trip, a lot of great stalks. The equipment performed flawlessly, and it was really a great experience. You know, one of the best trips I've ever been on. It was just awesome.
Knowing from the social media, and without giving away what we want folks to watch on on Doug's show, there is a red stag involved because you hear him. He's there in that little teaser video that went out on social media. But the pile of doves was fantastic, and they were donated to local families.
Exactly. You know, that's one thing I'm always, you know, real aware of and make sure that, you know, something is always done with the meat and animals we harvest.
Sure.
So we shot a bunch of doves. We gave them the bird boys. They took them back, and, you know, we're going to eat them.
And they were used,
yeah. We took some for camp. We had some other stuff to eat there. You can only eat so many
yeah, you know, right?
In such a short
period.
There's
so much bacon and jalapenos
exactly.
that you can fix up doves with.
Yeah. So,
nah, that's fantastic.
And if you've never heard a red stag, you know, during the roar, and especially on that hunt because it was so thick, it was like hunting South Texas, very
sure.
thick. You could be 20, 30 yards from the stags, and you can hear them. There was times you could smell them, but you couldn't see them. And when you hear that
yeah.
roar, it sounds like you're hunting Bigfoot. It's the craziest thing ever. And then when you're out there in the dark, you know, especially for Zach, he's never done a hunt like that. You know, to hear that the first morning, his eyes were like this big, and he looked over at me. He said, no, it's just the deer.
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
That's
so
awesome.
It was cool.
I mean, I put this question in front of you all the time because it seems like just about every time you go and do something, it involves the boys,
absolutely.
One or the other or the three. And it has to give you a great sense of satisfaction as a dad to give Zach the experience of going to Argentina and doing these hunts or give Trevor and Bradley the experience of being at the U.S. Steel Nationals squatted with the elite shooters.
Right.
You know, I mean, that has to be good.
Well, for me, it's really important to share. Get them involved. Give them a taste. You know, I think with all the things going on in society and the opportunities they have is I just want them to try everything, mm-hmm. see what sticks, see what they like. And for me, I guess a little selfishness to be able to, as much as I travel, any time I can have family with me, it keeps it close to me. It makes the trip a lot, you know, nicer
yeah.
and a lot easier to do. But, you know, I know he was a little unsure what was going to happen, but I know coming back, he said, you know, he really said, Dad, it was, you know, one of the best times I've ever had.
Yeah, and trip really, of a lifetime.
It was. It really was. We had a great time, and I got the same thing from Trevor and Bradley. You know, after we shot the Steel Nationals, they had a great time. We turkey hunted that next couple
That's
days.
Great.
And, you know, to me, sharing with your family, sharing with friends, kids, it's the most important thing we can do right now is get people out to the range, hunting, shooting, living the lifestyle. It's why we're all here, NRA show. It doesn't get any better than that, you know. I'm
Excellent.
The real deal. I live it.
Yep.
And that's what
clearly.
It is.
and we try to show it off as much as possible. One little quick ad here, evolvetogether.us, calling on everyday heroes to clear it, check it, and lock it. Safe firearms handling and storage. Here they are now. But we all do it. Evolvetogether.us for more information. Clear it, check it, lock it. Doug, we look forward to seeing you reclaim the cup, man.
Oh, thank you.
It is some of the most compelling television that I create during the year, and I can't wait to see it happen.
Well, hopefully I can make it exciting one way or another.
Excellent. Well, good. There's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings at the Smith & Wesson booth.